I'm Will Griffin, and this is live in Studio C at Classical 91.1 WFCL. Well, we have one veteran live in Studio C performer and two newbies today. Two flutists who have not played with us before are here with Jessica Dunovit. They all play Baroque flutes. Yvonne Kendall and Sherry Hoffman will join Jessica Dunovit today for flute trios, the beautiful, soft, inviting sounds of the Baroque flute. We can probably hear a bit about that along the way. We're going to be hearing music of Johann Joachim Quantz today, as well as music by Joseph Boismortier. Quantz, a German composer, and Boismortier, a French composer, two composers who were contemporaries of each other and with Bach and Handel as well, late Baroque music. Yvonne Kendall is going to introduce herself and introduce the first piece.
Well, hi, everybody. I'm back in Tennessee after decades away, so I'm the prodigal daughter, born at Fort Campbell, raised in Clarksville, and went away and got a degree in musicology, so that's one of the reasons I'm talking about the music. Quantz is really well known to musicologists of early music because he wrote not only tons of music that's charming, but also wrote a book on how to play the flute, how to finger the flute, how to do ornaments. A lot of the improv that we know about the Baroque period comes from his treatise, so we're really pleased that he exists and that he was a flutist, which of course makes all his work better.
We're going to be hearing the sonata in D major by Johann Quantz.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now we have all five movements of the of the Sonata in D Major by Johann Joachim Quantz for three Baroque flutes. A wonderful trio in Studio C today. Jessica Donovant, Yvonne Kendall, and Sherry Hoffman all play the Baroque flute. And let's hear from someone, I'm not sure who's going to talk next, about what is a Baroque flute and why is it different from a modern flute? Jessica?
A Baroque flute is a reproduction of something that would have been played in the 17th century, 18th century. Usually it is wooden and it is conical instead of cylindrical. Modern flutes aren't really cylindrical either, but they're very, very close. And it has only one key, and other than that, it has six holes. They come in four parts because in the day, every town played at a different pitch level, so you need lots of different upper middle joints, is what we call them, to make sure you could have gigs in more than just your own hometown. Because of the conical bore and because of the fact that it's made out of wood and because of the fact that we don't have all these lovely silver keys, pitch is a little more interesting for us. We have a lot more possibility to make things beautiful that way, but we also have a little bit more of a struggle to make things stable that way. And I, for one, actually prefer to play this music on this instrument because my modern flute feels really heavy and clacky and somehow just not quite right.
It's a very sweet, as I said earlier, inviting kind of sound.
Very different timbre, very different a range of effect.
Yeah, and I understand from chatting with you earlier, there's just tons of great music for this, for that instrument from the Baroque era and probably later on as well.
We are blessed.
And let's see, Yvonne, did you want to say something more about, we mentioned earlier that this music does not have a continuo bass part with it, which almost all Baroque music, trio sonatas anyway, had. So it's just the three of you. It's great.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It was the basso continuo is like the jazz rhythm section or the rock and roll rhythm section. You just couldn't live without it, except that we do. So both composers were playing, wrote a lot of pieces with the standard basso continuo, but these pieces they wrote without, and you find that often we trade off on playing little bits of the bass part. So there's a little flavor of it. And even one of the composers, Telemann, wrote pieces for unaccompanied flute where the flute had to dash between the bass line and the treble line all the time. So we've got tons of music from this era. As Jessica says, we are definitely as flutists blessed.
Well, we'll have to have more of it back. Sherry Hoffman, would you like to say anything about yourself to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Well, thank you. Thank you for introducing me. I love the Baroque flute. I love being at home at low pitch. Those of you with perfect pitch may be noticing that either we all sound consistently really flat or do know that we are playing about a half step lower than usual. Mm-hmm. And it is a wonderful pitch center. It carries with it a resonance that it is just such a perfect match for this flute. And it has a tone palette and a color palette that I find to be just this perfect puzzle piece for me, and I have enjoyed playing it for many, many years.
Well, I'm very grateful to Jessica Donovan for having brought you two here today to play with her. And I'm going to say a note for myself. Listening to that German music, that music by Quantz, I wouldn't be able to tell if that wasn't French Baroque music, actually, because of the lightness and of the character of this particular piece anyway.
Well, when Quantz was writing music, it was a little at the tail end of the Baroque period, moving into the classic period, and the style at that time was called galant. Hmm. And so the idea of charm was all over the salons, not only in France, but in Germany and Austria and Italy. So this idea of being galant is a French idea, and Quantz did take that idea and use it in a number of his pieces. So that's, you heard what was
wrong.
There. You were there.
Well, let's hear some late French Baroque music for a trio, for Baroque flutes, by Joseph Boismortier. This is the Sonata in E minor. Thank you. Charming music, and this time from France, the late Baroque era, music by Joseph Boismortier, a sonata in E minor for three flutes, three Baroque flutes, in fact, wooden flutes played beautifully live in Studio C by Jessica Donovan, Yvonne Kendall, and Sherry Hoffman today. Thank you all for this lovely program. I hope you'll play more for us later at some
point. Thanks, Will. We'd love to come back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
I'm Will Griffin. Our thanks to Scott Smith sitting in at the board today for Carl Peterson to be our engineer. And our thanks to the Tennessee Arts Commission, the Community Foundation on Middle Tennessee, and the First Tennessee Foundation for supporting Live in Studio C and Classical 91.1.